Thank you very much, Ian. Now it's back to our news items, and there is a slight emphasis on the arts. There is a high-tech installation at the Norwich Arts Centre and an art fair next month. There are more aviation exhibits at the Aviation Museum. National Trust properties record an increase in visitors, and following on from our feature, a podcast is planned to major on the local dialect. A high-tech installation unveiled in the city centre after plans were given the green light. A collection of mirrored totems called Flint will be placed in the grounds of the Norwich Arts Centre in St Benedict Street. The sculpture is inspired by the flint walls of the Church of St Swithin, which closed in 1951 before becoming a shoe store and then the Arts Centre. The artwork forms part of the Norwich Way Art Trail, which has been funded by the European Union and aims to get people visiting the area during the October to March off-season. The artwork is designed to be removed after 10 years, and the installation process is being managed by the Norwich BID initiative, which identified St Swithin's as a gateway location in the city. Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich BID, said, "We've worked very hard with multiple partners to make sure we have had the community's engagement and made sure that everyone is supportive. The artist was hugely passionate and really wanted to reflect the environment in which it was situated."
It is almost time for one of the biggest contemporary art fairs outside of London to return to Norwich. Artists, galleries and dealers from around the world will gather in Norwich this December for our Art Fair East, with more than 1,000 artworks on display. With something for everyone at a range of prices, Art Fair East is one of the biggest events in the region for purchasing artwork, including painting, sculpture, drawing, photography, video art, installations and prints. Previous years has seen a range of work from emerging talents to signed Banksy prints. The fair was founded in 2015 by Norfolk-based artists Will Tether and Brian Courtling, driven by a passion to bring artists and their work to the region. Art Fair East will be held at St Andrew's Hall from December the 2nd until the 4th. Tickets are available on the door at £5. Concessions are £3.50 and under 16s go free.
A Norwich museum has saved an important aviation collection after another museum announced its closure. The City of Norwich Aviation Museum has announced its expansion to encompass the Fenland and West Norfolk Aviation Museum's collection. Fenland's collection is centred around aviation archaeology and comprises of a significant number of artefacts recovered from Second World War crash sites in and around the county. To house the new collection, the City Museum has begun plans to construct a new exhibition building they will call Fenland Hall, in dedication to Fenland and West Norfolk Aviation Museum's members. It will make the museum the largest independent museum in East Anglia. It is hoped the new exhibition will be completed and ready for visitors in the summer of 2023.
Norfolk's National Trust owned stately homes have seen a huge annual increase in visitors. But Blickling, Felbrick and Oxburgh Hall have still not yet fully recovered from COVID-19, with visitors' numbers still down on pre-pandemic figures. According to the charity's annual report, Blickling had 171,000 visitors in the year to February the 28th, 22, a rise from the previous 12 months. But in the year covering March 2019 to February 2020, just before the lockdown started, there had been 217,000 visitors. There were 108,000 visitors to Felbrick in 2021 to 22, up from 2021. Oxburgh saw 63,000 visitors in 21-22, up from 2021. The Trust saw its income squeezed throughout the pandemic, but reported a return to growth in 2021-22. Its annual report said, "This means that we are all placed to face the challenges of higher inflation."
The Norfolk dialect is often said to be fighting a losing battle against modern forms of communication, which erode the eccentricities of the regional vernacular. But now, one of the newest formats of all has been recruited in the fight to save the local accent. Podcasters are to take part in a new scheme which will see them adopt English dialect words and phrases, including Norfolk terms, in an attempt to stop them becoming extinct. The experimental scheme to boost endangered regional vocabulary will see examples adopted by prominent public voices. The project has been welcomed by the Friends of Norfolk Dialect Fund, a group which devotes itself to making such phrases as Norfolkisms as Bishy, Barnaby and On the Huh are not lost forever.
Well, we have now reached the end of part one. George and Lorna will follow on now with part two with more news, a second feature and information desk. So, John and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.